This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z, and this is another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thank you so much for tuning in. I had a great weekend at the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl, and I got some interviews coming up for you from that event. It was so cool. But first, I want to remind you about the Doc Dogs photo and video contest. That's right, you do not have to be a professional photographer. These could be photos or videos from your cell phone, or maybe it is from a nice camera. But whatever the case, Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs is having a photo and video contest. Every quarter, they give away $100 in cash. Well, it'll be a check mailed to you, but not credits. So you do not even have to be a Doc Dogs Worldwide member or a club member to participate in this contest. You go to docdogs.com, and every quarter, it gives you the instructions on how to submit your photos and video, and the winning photo and video will each receive $100 in cash each quarter. So you got about 30 days left from now to get in anything from this quarter. Maybe you were at the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl like I was. And when it comes to Dueling Dogs, maybe you're down in Florida. I know there hasn't been an event for a while, but maybe you're down in Florida and you have stuff from that event that you still haven't submitted. Well, you should go ahead and submit it. And I want to remind everyone, we're not looking for the perfect photograph or perfect video. We're looking more for the content. This doesn't have to be a jumping dog or dog in the air. Now, maybe it is a world record broken. Maybe it is just a child and their dog just sharing a little nose nuzzle. Who knows? That and anything in between those could be the winning photograph and or video. So you want to make sure you check that out. DocDogs.com. Go to the website. Get involved. And also, these photos and videos could be used at the Golden Paw Gala at the Doc Dogs World Championships every year. They could also possibly be used in some advertisement for some upcoming events. So get your photos and video in. Give yourself a chance to win $100 in cash by submitting to the Doc Dogs and Dueling Dogs photo and video contest. All right, what's coming up this week in the world of Doc Dogs events? Well, this weekend, it is Carolina Doc Dogs, one of Doc Dogs' grand affiliate clubs, at the 2016 Extreme Airborne Doc Dogs in Fayetteville, North Carolina. That takes place this weekend, June 4th and 5th. So that should be a pretty cool event. Carolina Group always putting on a great event down there. And another great affiliate Doc Dogs club is the Keystone Doc Doggers. And they're going to be at the Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, June 4th and 5th. And I've seen some pictures of the Steel Stacks. That's really cool. That might be a cool picture background, maybe one of the winning photos. It's an old steel mill, so it looks really cool out there. I'll bet it's going to be fantastic. And I know that club out there, they're going to do a great job at it, so there's no worries there. Also going on this weekend, well, Doc Dogs Worldwide has an event. It's the Dave Soda and Pet City Doc Dogs event. That is in Agawam, Massachusetts. Did I say that right? Agawam? Well, I probably didn't say it right, and I apologize for that. Even if I had a 50-50 chance, I would have got it wrong. But that is June 3rd through the 5th, so a three-day event there. Dave Soda and Pet City on Springfield Street. And that's a cool Doc Dogs Worldwide event. Should be a wonderful time there. And then also, Green Mountain Doc Dogs has their 2016 Cause for Paws in Barrie, Vermont, June 3rd through the 5th. Another three-day event and another Doc Dogs affiliate clubs, Green Mountain, up there. Doc Dogs has affiliates all over the world. You can check them out online at docdogs.com. That's also where you can get the information for the photo and video contest. Take your cameras, take your video cameras. Maybe you're new to this sport, you want to check out one of these events, go to docdogs.com. All the event address details and registration times and the competition waves and everything. There is practice when available in between all the competition waves. You can go to the registration tent right there on site and they will tell you how you can get involved. See if you have a Doc Dog, right? Well, coming up in this episode, I have some interviews, multiple interviews. I got to talk with a good number of people from the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl. It was pretty cool, pretty exciting event, great weather, great crowds. So let's get right into it right after these messages.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
Mind if we pay your vet bills? Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey folks, it's Grant Reeves. He said he was going to come out to events more this year.
Here I am, my first one already.
See that? So just wanted to get a quick second with him. Frankenmuth Dog Bowl, always a crowd pleaser, right?
Our 11th year and the crowds are huge this year. They are like bigger than I've ever seen. It's awesome.
It is awesome. All right, well, we're going to let you get back to work because you actually have to do work here.
I'm getting paid to sit in the sun and wrangle this next one.
All right. Okay, I am here with Amy Klosky. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Jim.
And your dog, Emmett, did wonderful here in Frankenmuth in Extreme Vertical this weekend.
He did crazy. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah? So like, blew away a personal best.
Blew away a personal best. I was going to start him at 4.8, and then we practiced, and he hit 4.10. I'm like, okay, sure. And then he goes out at 6 feet.
Six. So you started at 4.10.
4.10.
And you went up to 6 foot.
6 feet.
That's
he
a lot
no
of jumps.
He had no misses until 6 feet.
Wow. And then he just missed them twice in
he
a row there?
No, he missed at 6.2.
Oh, he got 6 feet. And, okay, yeah, yeah. Oh, man, that's a lot of jumps, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Slept good last night, I'll bet.
Yeah, he slept like a rock. It was 10 jumps. I counted it.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think of all the disciplines for those that aren't in doc dogs, maybe you agree, maybe you don't, but I think EV is the one that really wears them out the most. You know, you think running down the dock and all that swimming, but it seems like EV's the one that really wears them out. Plus, EV. It's usually at the end of the day.
EV wears them out, wears the handlers out.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on your dog. My one dog wears me out just trying to get her to jump in the water. So, but
that can happen.
I sleep as good as she does. But so that's cool. And what do you think of the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl? Have
I
you been here before?
I love the Dog Bowl. This is our fourth year at Dog Bowl.
Awesome.
This is our fourth year. Yeah, this is when we met. We learned about doc dogs.
Oh, cool.
4 years ago, we came and waited in line and hung out and fell in love.
Very cool. Very cool. Have you gotten to walk around the village or anything?
Yeah. I went out in there for dinner, and it's just great because everything is dog friendly. Even places that aren't dog friendly are this weekend.
Right. That's the cool thing. And there's everything. I want to go get some ice cream.
Oh, the ice cream's amazing.
And there was wine tasting, and the dogs were out on the deck there. I think at wine tasting.
Oh, yeah, and the beer.
And
the,
yeah,
we're in Frankenmuth.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah. There's the beer museum. There's a brewery here, and there's yeah. If you're walking around Frankenmuth going, I need a beer. It's like there's no way you can't find one
you're
in
doing
2 minutes.
Something wrong.
For sure. Absolutely. So, what part of the country you come from?
I'm originally from Bay City, which is not far from here.
Okay.
So yesterday I had a whole ton of family here, which was really awesome. They got to see Emmett do so great. And then now I live in Lake Orion, so down by Detroit.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Cool. And with the family here, that's cool.
It's
with
really
Emmett doing
cool.
that in EV,
yeah.
So they were, that, maybe that's why. Now they're going to have to come around to all the events. Are they prepared to travel with you?
Come on, guys. We're doing a caravan.
Right. Absolutely.
Just cheerleading.
Well, cool. So if we're looking for Emmett and Evie at another event coming up soon, do you know where you're going next?
I don't. I have a niece in Virginia, so I was kind of looking at some Virginia events.
Oh, okay.
Trying to get out that way, do a little trip of it.
Yeah, between the national
but
events
sure
and the clubs out there.
I'm sure I'll find my way to Ohio.
Yeah, well, that would be great. Yeah, there's one coming up in early June, 12th, 13th, around there in Zora, Ohio.
Yeah,
right
I saw
around
them.
Akron-Canton area. So
for the Buckeye.
So, yep. You're always welcome to come there. Not too far of a drive from here. It's probably only about like 3 hours, 3.5.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, so. Not bad at all. Awesome. Well, thanks, Amy, and congratulations to you and Emmett.
Thank you, Jim.
And we'll be watching you now closer on the docks.
Look out.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
I'm here at the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl, and really here with Nathan, and Trigger is the team that's been playing here all weekend, and Nathan's mom and dad. So, Nathan, you have some sponsors, right?
Yeah, I have Pet Renew, Jet Renew, Turf Renew. Smith Optics.
All right.
Southwest Custom Tackle.
Wow.
He does a lot of fishing.
He also is a youth bass angler, and he'll be going for a state title Sunday.
Oh, wow.
for the TBF state title on the 5th.
You're busy. You're busy, dude. Well, congratulations on that, too.
Thank you.
It's been a great cool weekend here. Well, not cool weather-wise, but cool weekend as far as you go, because I know that you just had a new personal best, right, or finishing in speed retrieve with Trigger?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got your first nitro.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Congratulations. That's excellent. And then as far as Big Air, you were up there. I saw you were doing that too as well. What kind of jumps was Trigger getting on that?
18 to 20.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So what made the whole family come up here to the Dog Bowl? Have you been here before?
This is our first time at the Dog Bowl.
Okay.
It's our first time with
Doc Dogs.
With Doc Dogs.
Oh, okay.
So we wanted to come and check it out and
cool.
See what it was all about.
Cool. Very good. And are you guys from around the area here?
We're in from Fenton, Michigan.
Okay.
So we're an hour away, so it worked out great for us.
Excellent. That's awesome. And have you been to the Dog Bowl otherwise in the past?
Or not?
So, okay. All right. What do you think of the whole thing?
It's
all
awesome.
These dogs?
This is great. Tons of people. Great.
Right?
It's a great event to come to.
So, yeah, we just have to avoid that thunderstorm that comes around the time of finals. And so far, the sky is clear, and we're almost at finals. But
I think we're going to get
But
lucky.
It is Frankenmuth, so I'll believe it when it's all done.
There's nothing on the radar, so I think we're good.
That's good. That's great. Well, thanks, guys, and congratulations again, Nathan. That's so cool. Hopefully, we get to see you at some more Doc Dogs events coming up now and see if you can improve even more on that speed retrieve.
All right, thanks.
Good.
Thanks. I'm here with Carol Preston at the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Great. So Carol is here with family. Lots of family here
this
weekend.
Lots of family.
Awesome. And Bishop's here, and you guys did well. Did you get another personal best?
He did. He got a great Big Air score of 19.7, took first place in that wave. Yep.
All right.
He jumped really well this weekend. I'm very proud of him.
Awesome. That is so cool. And then you got other dogs here, too, and...
Yes, our new puppy Goose
right.
jumped with my daughter Stephanie for the first time, and he also had a personal best of 8'9".
Awesome.
He's got some nice novice scores now.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. So how, what do you think of the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl? Have you been here before?
This is our second time coming here.
Okay.
And this is one of my favorite events. The crowds here are just unbelievable.
They are, especially this year.
They were like this last year, too.
Wow.
And Bishop just feeds off of that excitement. He just loves those people cheering for him. The crowds here have just been fantastic.
That's great, great. And a lot of great dogs turned out here. And did you make finals? Did anybody make finals?
We did not make finals.
Aww.
Bishop was first alternate in semi-pro.
Okay.
And Goose was like fourth alternate, I
think.
Oh,
okay.
So. No.
All right. Well, a lot of big jumping dogs here this weekend.
A lot of big jumps. And Bishop did have a new personal best in speed retrieve.
Oh, that
yes,
too. Wow.
Yes.
So a good weekend.
A good weekend.
That's awesome.
Great weekend for Team Sheesh.
Yeah, that's right. Team Sheesh. Yeah, that's awesome. So if anyone's looking for Team Sheesh around the country this season, any plans at any other upcoming Doc Dogs events?
Our next event will be at Deadwood.
Oh, you're going to Deadwood.
We're going to Deadwood
awesome.
On our way back from Colorado for my son's wedding.
Okay.
And then we'll be at the rest of the Buckeye events, the Buckeye Club events
cool.
that we have scheduled this summer and fall. We're hoping to do a couple doodling dog events.
Awesome.
And we're going to go to Canada for regionals.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Well, awesome. Well, that's great. Well, congratulations again and have a wonderful, fun Doc Dog season.
Thank you very much.
There is a post-interview correction. It seems the team didn't make it or dropped out of the finals, which means...
Team Sheesh is in!
Team Sheesh is in! Carolyn Bishop, congratulations! We'll be watching you up on the dock. Jump big!
Thank you very much.
I'm with Kirsten Holt and Fuzzy Puppy. This is Rival, actually, but I call Fuzzy Puppy.
She is quite fuzzy.
She is. But you and Wicked are also here this weekend.
We are.
On the dock, having fun.
Absolutely.
So how's the weekend going for you?
Man, it's beautiful.
It is.
We had a couple of little rain droplets yesterday, but other than that, it's been a beautiful weekend.
It is. Almost a little too warm sometimes, but you get in that shade and you're better.
Oh, man,
off.
But we get to crate under these awesome shade trees, so
yeah.
It's a beautiful venue.
Yes, yes it is. So how did you and Wicked do? Did you make finals for anything?
We were second alternate in Big Air Finals, right behind Carol Preston and Bishop.
Okay.
So we were kind of having fun competing against each other in all, a friendly rivalry, whatever.
Right.
She did her second leg of Iron Dog, so I'm really pleased
oh,
with
cool.
her. Yep, she hit 5.2 in EV, which she hasn't done since last July, so it was kind of exciting.
In the warm weather.
Yeah, and then she's hitting lower 8 seconds for speed retrieve, which she's usually an upper 8 second dog. So,
okay.
So we're happy.
Good.
She had a good weekend.
Good. That
got
is,
to hang out with some good people too.
That's cool. That's awesome. So you like the dog bowl here? What do you think of it?
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever been here.
Is it?
So really, I mean, yeah, I want to come back.
Did you get a chance to walk around and see all the, did you go try disc dogs or anything? Did you have time?
No, I didn't have time to do anything. We just got up here yesterday, but with having a 4 month old puppy, I took her out this morning and we walked around this little village right next to the pool.
Yeah.
And just worked on some socialization and stuff like that, and it's really cool, all the little shops and buildings, so we had a good time.
Yep, that's cool, and a good place to try to socialize if it's not socialization overload, maybe.
Big crowds, that is one thing that she was a little surprised by, big crowds.
Lots of yelling people, huh?
But it was good, it's a good environment for a puppy to get used to.
They're yelling happy.
That's right.
Those are happy yells and cheers and everything.
That's right, but yeah, great weekend.
Great, awesome. Well, thanks, Kirsten, it was great to see you here again.
All right.
And we look forward to seeing you down the road.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right. Hey, it's Megan Williams and Wrigley. We're poolside here. How are you?
Just got wet.
I know. Your radar just got you wet. It's the finals. We're standing here for the Big Air finals. Last of the day here, Frankenmuth. I know, right, Wrigley?
That's Wrigley saying hi.
Hey, what's up, Wrigley? Hall of Famer, Wrigley.
Yeah.
That's right. You tell him. You tell them dogs to jump big.
He said jump big, and then let me have my turn.
Yeah. You guys having fun here, Frankenmuth, this weekend?
We're having a great time. This is a great event.
Awesome. I heard you and the kids were doing some geocaching or something too. And
yeah, we didn't find it though.
No, oh, okay.
It was deemed difficult, but we didn't find it.
Okay.
We looked.
All right. Well, enjoy those finals. Good to see you again, Wrigley.
Bye.
Hey, it's Tom Dropics here in Frankenmuth.
Can you believe I'm here in Frankenmuth, Michigan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool at the Dog Bowl.
Yeah.
So the event's all over now. Just finished up with the Big Air Finals and quite a show. Some big jumping dogs. 27 feet, I think, was the big jump of the weekend. 27 something.
Incredible. Incredible job. I was very impressed with a lot of the big jumping dogs, not just the 27-footer. There was a lot of personal best and extreme vertical.
There were.
There was. And there was a lot of good jumps in the finals. And all throughout the weekend, I was very impressed with all of the talent that was out here this weekend.
And the weather held out. No big thunderstorms for the finals this year. That's usually a tradition at Frankenmuth.
Yeah. The weather was, we had a few rain, which is, rain showers that came through.
Yesterday,
and it actually cooled it down a little bit.
Yeah, not today though. We didn't get so lucky today.
No, today was a
good breeze
more
though.
Sun today. Yeah,
good breeze. Sometimes a little too much breeze, but
yeah, it was tough on the tents.
Holding those tents down a little bit once in a while. Going no.
Yeah, but it felt good for those that did have tents up, and with the hot weather, the wind helps keep it cool.
So how did everybody do here? So you got RJ and Remy and Rascals here.
Yeah, all three of them came today. It was first of all, I love coming. It's been a while since I've been to Frankenmuth. We came back to we competed in Frankenmuth. I think it was 2007. They had the Steel Logs and Dogs, kind of a mini event here.
Okay.
And the last time I was here was with Tucker and Rocky.
Wow.
And competed with both of them. And I actually dug up an old photo this week, knowing that I'm coming to Frankenmuth, and posted it on Facebook. And it's of me and Tucker and Rocky. And God rest their souls. Now they're up in doggy heaven.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat to come back and be in that atmosphere again. You know. So it was kind of a special event for me. I really enjoyed that.
That's cool.
But it's changed a little bit now. They've designed it out a little bit better with these bleachers and the flat, and we're actually in like a dog bowl.
Yeah. And it's been, as long as I've been coming here, it's been this way. So when you were here for the other competition, it must have been somewhere else, or was it still over here?
I think it was still here, but I think they redesigned it a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So it was more grassy, but this venue here is awesome. I think we'll be coming back.
Yeah, it is very nice. It's always good here.
Yeah.
We haven't been here for a few years either, so when we're happy we came back, it reminded us of what we've been missing.
And how about the spectators?
Oh, awesome, aren't they?
I was so impressed. I posted a picture on Facebook Saturday morning when we were out here, 9 o'clock, and the bleachers were almost full.
Yep.
And then speed or extreme vertical Saturday evening, it was unbelievable, the number of competitors or the crowd that was here. It was unbelievable. one of the biggest EV crowds that I can remember competing.
And they were really into it, yeah. Well, and that's something to be said, because you and I do travel around quite a bit, and we have, and we've seen a lot of different crowds, and this was a good one. This ranks up there in one of the big crowds, you know?
Yeah, and they were big. The numbers were big, and they were very into it.
Yep, they were loud.
Yeah, I remember going up to Grant, I says, can you believe this? I says, you know, when the dog hit it, the roar.
Yep.
And when the dogs missed it, the roar.
Yeah.
You know?
I think somebody was talking, they were over by the discs or something like that, and that's like, I don't know what you say, it's a quarter mile from here or something. They could hear the crowds every, yeah, you know, every time a dog would hit, you know, grab the bumper.
Yeah,
or something.
They're all looking over here, yeah, going, what are we missing over here?
right.
Are we at the right event?
So, well, very cool. Thanks, Tom. Always great to talk with you. Appreciate the time.
Great talking with you. Anytime.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
That's it. That's your interviews from the Frankenmuth Dog Bowl 2016, one of Doc Dog's longest repeating events, and always a good one, even when the weather's not cooperating, but it mostly did this time, so it was very exciting and very great event. Great to see a number of folks up there. Even some Canadian folks made their way down, even though there were a couple of events, great events, going on up in Canada at the same time, so it was nice to get a couple of them to cross the border and renew ties and say hello and see friends. And Frankenmuth's, you know, it gets you out further into the Midwest and everything, of course, too, so we got some folks out there from the Wisconsin Doc Dogs Club, and there were some people over there from old Pennsylvania and some folks from the South. It was well attended, so it was a great event. Great talking with everyone. I thank our sponsors and everyone for Radio Doc Dogs here. Whatever you're doing this weekend, maybe you're at one of those fantastic Doc Dogs events coming up by our Doc Dogs affiliate clubs, or you're at Dave's, the worldwide event. I hope you have fun. Of course, be safe, travel safe, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.